This week on the podcast, nurse staffing and quality of care in nursing homes.
The Nursing Home Abuse Podcast is dedicated to providing news and information for families whose loved ones have been injured in a nursing home. Here are your hosts, Georgia attorneys Rob Schenck and Will Smith.
Hey out there, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Rob. I'm going to be your host for this particular episode. We're going to be talking all about nursing services, the type of care that nurses provide, all the levels of nurses that there are, whether it be LPNs, RNs, CNAs, and then how their work, their provision of care to nursing home residents is directly related to the quality of care received in nursing homes. But before we do that, I would super like it if you guys could like and subscribe wherever you get this podcast from. If you are so inclined, leave a review. Let us know how we're doing. If there is a particular topic you would like us to talk about, please let us know. We'll be more than happy to get into it in a future episode. Also, while you're at it, please check out our YouTube channel over at Nursing Home Abuse Podcast. There are plenty of videos for you to look at. We're in the almost hitting 200 episodes of this podcast. It's a lot of data out there. It's a lot of videos. Anyway, check that out. And with that being said, let's get into the content of the episode. Now, nursing care, I mean, it's highly critical to the quality of life, the quality of care received in nursing homes. And I wanted to have an episode directly dedicated to that idea. We've talked about nursing care in the past, the different roles, the different people in nursing homes. We've done that in previous episodes, but I wanted to have an episode directly related to this subject, but we're not doing it alone. We are going to have Dr. Haijin Lin on the podcast today to walk us through this topic. Dr. Lin is an associate professor of economics in the Business Economics and Public Policy Department at the Kelly School of Business at Indiana University. She is also a Weimer Faculty Fellow. Her primary area of research concerns the U.S. healthcare market and covers topics related to market competition, pricing, quality provision, government intervention, and health information technology. Dr. Lin's work has appeared in top economic journals such as the International Economic Review, Journal of Public Economics, Journal of Health Economics, Journal of Industrial Economics, and Economics Letters. That is a heck of a lot of economic publications. This is kind of like reminds me of in 30 Rock, where Jack Donaghy, which is Alec Baldwin's character, would always talk about how important his meetings are. And in fact, they had been rated by several different meeting magazines. There's a magazine, there is a journal for everything out there. And she has been apparently published in a ton of economic journals. Anyway, she is also a faculty research fellow at the National Bureau of Economic Research, and she serves on the editorial board for the American Journal of Health Economics. And we are so excited to have her on the show today. Dr. Lin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Fantastic. We, on this program, have talked in several episodes about the importance of nursing and nursing care in nursing homes. I know nursing is in the name of nursing homes, so that's, of course, it's important, but we've never really gotten into the nitty-gritty, the minutia of what exactly it means to provide nursing care and why nursing care is linked to quality of care and positive outcomes in nursing homes. So that's why we wanted to have you on for this particular topic, because you're an expert in this. So I guess from the opening here, from your perspective and your experience, what technically is nursing services in a nursing home? Like what is the role of the nurse?
Mm-hmm. Sure, I'm happy to talk about that. As I mentioned, that nursing home, it's about nursing service. So generally speaking, there are three different types of nurses offering nursing services in a nursing home. Let me try to explain them and talk about what they do. So first, we have registered nurses, RNs. They mainly play supervisory roles. They supervise other nurses, assess residents' health conditions, develop treatment plans, and administer medications. So RNs are also responsible for assigning nurses' work schedules. Their clinical knowledge, the care coordination, and professional oversight make them likely to be crucial inputs in determining the care offered in a nursing home. And then we also have licensed practical nurses, or LPNs. They primarily carry out medication management and tasks such as taking patients' vital signs. LPNs might have a lesser influence on quality of care given the narrow range of duties that they do as compared to RNs and nurse aides. So this is the last kind of category or type of nurse that worked in a nursing home. So nurse aides, or NAs, include certified nursing assistants and nursing assistants. They provide direct nursing care to help residents with daily living activities such as dressing, using the toilet, taking medication. NAs also appear essential because they deliver the majority of the care to patients, like 80 to even 90% of the care to the patients. So they also play a very important role in delivering cares to residents in a nursing home.
Thank you for that. So the, I guess my, a question that I have off of that is, so we're using the term care. Mm-hmm. And this, you mentioned that, that CNA is certified nursing aides or certified nursing assistants, depending on, I guess, what state you're in, but they provide a majority of the quote unquote care, but mm-hmm. care itself is, has different categories, as you mentioned. So like the nurse, the care that they provide is coordination of care. They provide assessments. They provide the training, essentially. The LPN, the care they provide is they're the ones that may or may not administer medications or observe vital signs. And then the CNA, the care they provide is kind of assistance with daily living, activities of daily living, that kind of thing. And so I guess if I understand you correctly, help with physical help, with activities of daily living, that's predominantly the care that's provided at a nursing home. And because of CNA, that's their job. That's they're doing the majority of the work. Yes. Can I hear that properly?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess what's the I guess, is that the primary difference between a CNA and say a registered nurse, that the mm-hmm. care that they are technically allowed to provide?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And you do see some substitution going on. And then, you know, the RNs, although they are like, how should I put it? Like supervisors or managers, you know, they plan, they work out the schedules for NAs. But sometimes, you know, you do see some like substitution going on. For example, like RNs might offer some direct care if there is some shortage of the nurse aides. But typically speaking, the nurse aides, they are the nurses that who take, you know, care of the residents in nursing homes directly.
I see. Is there, so there might be, you know, the RN might roll up his or her sleeves and do maybe some of the ADL work. But it's not appropriate, if I understand you correctly, for a CNA to, for example, do an assessment.
That's correct.
Yeah. Because, and what can you tell me, what's the, just, I mean, you don't have to go into depth in this, but why is that important? Like what's the, what level of training would a nurse have versus a CNA? And I guess to understand mm-hmm. why that difference is critical.
Well, I actually, I won't Well, maybe you should not quote me, but because I am not an expert on this particular area, but what based on what I know, basically those RNs, they require say 4 years training. So basically, they know a lot about, you know, how to assess say health conditions for the patient. They can develop treatment plans. So it's just like you go to a clinical a clinic. Basically, those registered nurses, they sometimes depending on the regulation of the state, they can even, you know, prescribe medications for the patients. So you should think about those registered nurses, they really know a lot about, you know, how to take care of the patients in terms of their medical needs, put this way. But nurse aides, they are more like, say, taking care of the daily living activities for the residents. So it's not so much about the medical conditions of the resident.
I see. That makes sense. And actually, that's a great segue into my next question, which we're talking about nursing care. Why is nursing care important in the sense of how is nursing care linked to quality of care?
So now you can think, because we already like kind of go over the three different type of nurses in nursing homes, and we all know that this industry, the nursing home industry, is very labor intensive. This is, I would say, kind of different from other settings. For example, you know, if you compare to manufacturer, of course, you know, it won't be as labor intensive. And even if you compare nursing homes to hospital settings, hospitals, if you want to compare hospitals to hospitals, you might consider a lot of other things, not just to look at the nurses, right? You need to look at the physicians, you know, technology adoption, these kind of things. Capitals, but in the nursing home setting, I think one kind of important feature about this setting is that it is very labor intensive. That speaks of why it is very important to talk about or to link nurse staffing to patient outcomes, because those are the nurses who take care of the residents, right? So if you care about the quality of care, if you care about a patient health condition, you have to look at what's happening in nursing home. And what's happening in the nursing home is that those nurses, they play different roles. They take care of the patients. So that's why there is a direct and very obvious link between, you know, nurse staffing and quality of care. And another reason that a lot of research has been done trying to establish this relationship between the staffing and quality of care is because we do have very good data measuring nurse staffing. It's a relatively objective measure, right? You can, you know, call up a nursing home and ask them about their staffing, you know, the nurse to residence ratio. That also offers a very objective way to compare different nursing homes. And research, you know, a lot of research has been done, and we do have some, you know, very solid and rigorous findings about the relationship between the staffing and quality of care.
And what does that tell you? What does the data tell you about nurse staffing and how it relates to the quality of care, like the number of staff?
There are a lot of research. We can maybe first talk about, you know, how the government thinks about that. You know, back in the 2001, CMS, Center of Medicare and Medicaid Services, they offer a report, and they argue that it is very important to have, say, a minimum 0.75 RN hours per resident day, and 0.55 hours per resident day for licensed practical nurses, and 2.8 to 3.0 hours per resident day for certified nurse aide. So if you add up all those numbers together, that will be a total of 4.1 nursing hours per resident day. Basically, that's a recommendation that the government kind of came up with back in 2000. But we know that, you know, the reality, most of the nursing homes, and I would say, you know, maybe more than half of the nursing homes in the US fell short of this recommendation. And if you look at some academic research papers, because I mentioned earlier that it's good that we do have very objective measure of nurse staffing, and a lot of research has been done trying to build a relationship between nurse staffing and quality of care. And I myself have done research on that area. I would say that, you know, the good thing is that we have a lot of research that has been done so that you can basically, you know, compare different methodologies used in different papers, trying to see that whether, you know, using different data source, using data coming from different area or different time period, whether we can generate very robust results among all those different type of research designs, things like that. So I would say overall, although there we have seen some inconsistency about the research funding, but I believe that overall, we do support this result funding that is a higher level of registered nurse staffing is associated or will lead to better quality of care in the nursing home setting.
I see. And if I understand you correctly, that you provided certain amounts of time and increments of an hour for each of those categories based on a study that was done in the early 2000s by CMS. Mm-hmm. Are those, is your contention that based on your research, are those still holding up, or is your, are your studies saying that it should be higher? Is that a minimum threshold? Like, I mean, like I know that we, I mean, obviously the more you can have, the better, but in terms of that being the minimum threshold, mm-hmm. What is your research showing you?
So, Let me first talk about the reality. I think I kind of briefly kind of allude to that. The reality is not looking good. You know, if you look at the number, we do see some kind of increase in terms of staffing over time. For example, let's look at the national sample of the data, all the nursing homes, about the median. So the median RN hours per resident day were 0.5 in 2009. So the CMS recommendation was you need to have 0.75 RN hours per resident day back in 2001, okay? But if you look at the data in 2009, the median is below that 0.75 RN hours. So it's only 0.5. We do see some improvement and increase in terms of staffing. If you look at the data from 2014, the RN hours per resident day was raised to 0.7, if my memory is correct, in 2014. But again, it still fell below the recommendation back in 2001. And I can tell you that based on one of the most recent study published in a top economics journal, that paper suggests an optimal level of 1.9 hours offered by skilled nurses. So I should make this clear. The skilled nurses include both RN hours and the LPN hours, licensed practical nurses. So if you add up those two type of nurses together, that paper suggests an optimal 1.9 hours per resident day for a nursing home.
We've come a long way since the 2000. Study then. Do you know offhand the name of that paper or the study that with the 1.9 nursing hours?
I don't know the title, but it was written by Martin Hackman, and he is a young scholar from, I think he's in UCLA, in the UCLA Economics Department. Yep.
And I'll do some research and I'll link that in the show notes, a link for any audience members that want to maybe.
Yeah, that is exciting. The research, design is very rigorous. And also I think I particularly want to mention this is because this is one of the most recent study published in a top economics journal. So that's why I think it's kind of important to, because you're asking me about the optimal kind of level of the nursing hours, that offers a benchmark for us to think about, 1.9 hours, really. It's far, above what we have in even if you look at the data, I think, in recent years, it's far above what we are actually having in nursing homes.
I see. Is there, how did you get into this field, Dr. Lin?
So I was doing my PhD many years ago, back in Boston. And I was just reading, newspaper articles, and I was shocked to read the newspaper articles talking about like abuse in nursing homes, and a lot of people do not want to move to nursing homes. No, someone said I'd rather to be killed than to move to a nursing home, and I was just shocked, and that kind of got me started to think about this very important industry. And given that the aging of the society, I mean, it happens in the U.S. and also happens in a lot developed country, and even in developing country as well. How can we take care of those senior is a very important question, it really lacks a lot of rigorous economic research. So that sort of got me started, looking into the healthcare industry, actually, working on the nursing home industry, sort of like got me started to think about other questions in the healthcare in the US. But that is actually my starting point. So my dissertation basically is about the nursing home industry.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that you went down that path, because that's, your research is certainly helping out the industry. Is there anything that you're working on now? Like is there any research that you're doing now that you can share with us? And then maybe any information that you're kind of uncovering?
So I don't have any ongoing research related to the nursing home industry, but I got started to think about this industry has gone through dramatic changes over the past one decade or so. You can think about there are a lot of like reimbursement changes that's happening after the ACA. We are talking about reform. We are talking about how can we come up with a new kind of reimbursement systems to incentivize better quality of care. We're talking about disclosing information to the consumers, so that to help those patients to make better decisions about which nursing homes that they want to go to. There are a lot of policy proposals under a lot of debate, of course, and there has been some policy proposals that has already been implemented. Another thing that kind of interests me is about home care. So sort of like a substitution away from nursing home care. The home care actually, the market is growing tremendously. That definitely will affect the business in the nursing home, and how do the nursing homes adjust the competition from home care. Home care agency is also very interesting. I look forward, to kind of dig back into this area for the years to come, I guess.
Right. Well, I mean, it's like you said, I mean, it's home health care and nursing home industry. It's only expanding as the population ages. Mm-hmm. So your work is going to be extremely critical and even more critical as time goes by. And we certainly appreciate you taking a few moments away from your research and your studies to come onto this program and talk about nursing services and how it's linked to quality of care. This is really flown by for me. It's like we've only even barely scratched the surface, but we thank you so much, Dr. Lin, for coming on and sharing your expertise.
Thank you so much. It has been my pleasure talking to you.
It can never be said enough that there is a direct correlation between the work and care provided by nurses at a nursing home and quality outcomes at that nursing home, meaning that the more nurse hands, the more nurse time provided to each resident, the less likely it is that there is going to be some problem or a degradation of the quality of life of the residents. I think we can put all that to rest. So happy that Dr. Lin could join us for this episode. I think we like I mentioned, we only scratched the surface, but I think it's important for our listeners to hear. New episodes of the Nursing Hobbyist podcast are out every other week. They publish on Mondays. So be on the lookout for the next episode. We thank you so much for watching or listening. And with that, we'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast. Nothing said on this podcast, either by the host or the guest, should be construed as legal advice, nor is intended to create an attorney-client relationship between the host or their guest and the listener. New episodes are available every Monday on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or on your favorite podcast app, as well as on YouTube and our website, nursinghomeabusepodcast.com. Again, that's nursinghomeabusepodcast.com. See you next time.